理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 28.
海笋
Average. Section A, Listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
General, average.
Voluntary sacrifice.
Whole.
Cargo.
Freight.
Imperil.
Afloat.
Inequity.
Particular, average.
Distinct from.
Free from, particular, average.
Cover.
Recoverable.
Coverage.
With particular average.
Extensive. 2. Hush, then listen.
When used in insurance, the word average doesn't have the usual meaning. In shipping and marine insurance, it refers to a loss. There are two kinds of average. One is general average.It means a loss resulting from a voluntary sacrifice in time of peril for the safety of hull, cargo, and freight. When a ship is imperiled at sea by dangers, all efforts must be made to keep the ship afloat. Such efforts often cause damage to portions of the ship or cargo. To prevent inequity, each owner assumes a share of the damage or loss.The other kind of average is particular average, meaning partial loss or damage accidentally caused to the ship or to a particular lot of goods. Particular average must be borne by the owner of the property, and it is distinct from general average. FPA, that is, free from particular average, is a limited form of cargo insurance cover under which no partial loss or damage is recoverable.It only provides coverage for total losses and general average emerging from the actual marine perils. WPA, which is abbreviated from the phrase with particular average, is a wider cover than FPA. It provides extensive cover against all loss or damage due to marine perils, including partial loss or damage.
Section B, Speaking Up.One typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Gu, assistant manager of a trading company, and Mr. Henry Smith, an insurance agent, are talking about issues of average.
Mr. Gu.
Mr. Henry Smith. 2. Practical dialogue.
I originally thought that WPA should cover all principal risks, but in fact it means very little.Just what is the difference between WPA and FPA?
It is a common but mistaken idea that a merchant thinks that he has done everything required to protect himself when he takes out WPA.
I must confess that I am under the impression that WPA is quite sufficient and that losses due to breakage are covered. I do think that the WPA covers more risks than FPA.
There are some differences between WPA and FPA. The FPA clause does not cover partial loss of the nature of particular average, whereas the WPA clause covers such losses when they exceed a prearranged percentage.
Is this the only difference between WPA and FPA?
Yes. Otherwise, the protection under the WPA clause will be almost the same as that offered by FPA clause.
I don't mean to annoy you, but I don't quite grasp this. Could you say it in simpler terms?
I'll try. Neither the WPA nor the FPA mentions the risks covered or the risks excluded. Look at this insurance certificate and you will find the risks of theft and pilferage, freshwater, oil grease, hooks, breakage, leakage, contamination, etc. are specifically mentioned and must be specifically applied for.These are special risks. FPA stands for free from particular average.
It seems to me that the extent of insurance is stipulated in the basic policy form and in the various risks clauses rather than in the implications of WPA and FPA.
Yes, that's true. 2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Song, manager of an insurance company, comes to the trading company to explain the unfortunate affairs about the insurance.
Mr. Bai, executive secretary of the trading company.
Mr. Song. 2. Practical dialogue.
Our March consignment arrived at Manila was seriously damaged. The loss through breakage was over 30%. We presented a claim to the insurance company, but were refused, as there was no insurance on breakage.
I come here to explain the unfortunate affairs to your satisfaction.
We were not satisfied with the reply one of your underwriters gave last time.
It's like this. According to your instructions, we made out an insurance certificate covering WPA, but the risk of breakage wasn't included, so the loss in question was beyond the coverage.
But when I take WPA, I should think the risk of breakage is a particular average, isn't it?
Well, not every breakage is a particular average.
What will it be a particular average, then?
Particular average is caused by natural calamities or maritime accidents, such as stranding and sinking of the vessel, or fire, explosion, or collision. If none of these conditions occur, breakage is often considered as an ordinary loss which is outside the scope of the coverage.
But the risk of breakage is covered by marine insurance, isn't it?
Certainly, but it is the usual practice to make specific mention in the insurance policy that the risk of breakage is included, but it is subject to an additional premium. 4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Principal.
Confess.
Breakage.
Exceed.
Prearranged percentage.
Grasp.
Exclude.
Insurance certificate.
Theft and pilferage.
Freshwater.
Oil grease.
Hooks.
Leakage.
Contamination.
Implication.
Dialogue 2.
Consignment.
Present a claim to.
Underwriter.
Instruction.
In question.
Coverage.
Particular average.
Natural calamity.
Maritime.
Insurance policy.